5 minutes here into the 1 o'clock hour, and I get to welcome in Jade Bird into the 1RPM studio. How are you doing today, Jade?
Hello, I'm really, really good. Yeah, I'm good to be here.
All right. Okay, so you have a cool accent. Where are you from?
I'm from, like, London. I moved about quite a bit as a kid. My dad is in the army, but technically I've come to Nashville from London.
Oh wow! Okay, yeah. So where are you living right now? Are you living here in Nashville?
No. We flew over. We went to Toronto for a little bit, and then we flew to New York, and then down to Nashville. We're doing a little bit of a little tour kind of thing.
Look, yeah, looks like you've got a few things going on here.
Yeah.
I guess it's going to start tonight. You're going to be at the Bluebird with Brent Cobb.
Oh, man, I can't wait. I'm so excited. Like, obviously, you see it on TV and stuff, and then you're like, I'm actually here. I'm actually doing it.
So, yeah. Oh, you must be excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Well, we're excited to have you here. Jade Bird is in the 1RPM studio tonight out at the Bluebird with Brent Cobb. She is going to be at the Basement next Tuesday and the following Tuesday, part of New Faces Night. They also have her booked at Musician's Corner on Saturday, August 5th, the same day that Matthew Perryman Jones is out there. So excited to hear your story, Jay Bird, and hear some tunes from you. What do you want to start with today?
I'm going to start with a little, it's quite chilled, you know, in the afternoon. It's the title track of the EP. It's called Something American.
This is Jay Bird live on Lightning 100.
We knew each other when we were very young. High school sweethearts were something American. Now we've become old, I only see photos. She's what I thought, something American.
Lightning 100, that is Jade Bird live here in the 1RPM studio. Going to be doing the Bluebird tonight with Brent Cobb, which is a sold-out show. Brent Cobb also on tour with Chris Stapleton. And Are you going to be jumping on the tour at all with
Hopefully.
Them?
Yeah, so I'm popping up. We're going to the Newport Festival this weekend. I'm going to go along with Brent and that, and he's playing a couple of shows.
Is that this weekend?
Yeah. We're flying over. I'm actually flying over with Brent and Big Mike and everything. It's going to be great. So I might hop up on a show or two. We'll see.
So Big Mike is a legendary guy who lives here in Nashville. Mm-hmm. That I think anyone who's ever met him loves him.
Yeah.
You get the Big Mike bear hug,
he's your
brother.
Beard.
Yeah, he's just such a great dude. And he was in a band here locally that we all love called the Apache Relay. Bands are hard to keep together, and ended up breaking up. But I found out he was on tour with Brent Cobb. So
yeah, man, for the best. Like I watching them, like the sound is amazing. I don't know, I'm gonna get loads of stick for that. Then for the best, who do you think you are, girl? No, he's lovely. Honestly, it's like a proper little family, and we wrote together a song. I mean, I'm really proud of. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's called Feet Off the Ground, and I'm super hyped for the future all that holds. But yeah.
So right now, we have Jay Bird in studio. She's a 19-year-old. Are you 19?
I certainly am.
Sometimes the bios come out, and then you're like, well, I just had my birthday. I'm 20
now. I'm actually 22. No, joking. 19, yeah.
So 19 years old. She's based in London. Now, your debut EP, Something American, you just played the title track to that. It's out on Glassnote Records, and you recorded that here in America.
Yeah. So we flew over to near Woodstock, upstate New York, with Simone Felice from the Felice Brothers. We had like so many great people on this record, like Matt Johnson, who like drummed for Jeff Buckley's Grace. I mean, like really kind of iconic players, because I have a big thing. I really wanted to kind of make the record, the small project, like sound quite like real. You know, I think a lot of stuff recently is quite produced a little bit overly so, and it ends up sounding the same. I wanted to keep a lot of character, so we got some great players to try and bring that out and bring the vision out, and I think we really succeeded. So yeah, so it was incredible.
So you're only 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
How did this happen for you? How'd you get the attention to get on to get this record deal?
So I mean, we moved from Germany. I moved my mum to my grandma into Wales. And I mean, I was like 30. I started playing guitar when I was about 12. I've been playing piano since I was 7. Literally from the ages of 13. I mean, I gigged, so to speak, like competitions or like Welsh pubs and bars. And at 16, I kind of was really, you know, my mum almost was like, all right, this might be a serious hobby by here. So we we moved down to London together, and I just played every empty room. Like there's a blues bar in Camden. Ooh, there's a blues bar in Camden called Spiritual Bar. I mean, I really earned my stripes from that. You see these big hefty like blues guys with like, you know, beers and just the most incredible voices, and there was me at 16 like, hi, you know, how are you, can I play your open mic? And yeah, I earned a lot of stripes there, and I learned so much. So yeah, and then you meet people and so on and so forth. But
okay, so you've lived in a lot of cities and you've visited a lot of cities. What's your favorite thing about London?
I was just kind of, we were talking about this, because I really love London. Like New York's quite intense for me. I mean, I love New York, but it's like, whoo, it's like London on top of London. But yeah, the favorite thing about London is probably it's quite eclectic. You can go on the tube to one place and it'd be totally different, you know, to the next. I don't like to be in like one kind of, everything looks the same, so it feels the same. And I'm like, oh my God, get me out. But yeah, bit of a traveler, aren't I? A bit of a gypsy, but yeah.
Jay Bird has traveled here into the 1RPM studio. Her show tonight at the Bluebird is sold out. I think all shows of the Bluebird are always sold out.
Yeah.
thanks to the publicity it gets from being on the Nashville show. Have you seen Nashville show?
I watched up to a couple of series. I mean, yeah, I'm a big fan.
Is that how you had heard of the Bluebird, or
no? But it's how I heard of the Civil Wars.
Wow.
They did it like when I was super young. So obviously, I was just saying to you, I'm a huge fan. They did a cover of If I Didn't Know Better, and I just thought it was the most well-written song I'd heard in ages, and I, you know, fell in love, like completely in love with them too.
Yeah. Well, and we were talking about the Apache Relay, and sometimes bands just don't last forever. And
don't tell me that. It breaks my heart.
I know. Like, I know. The Civil Wars.
They're my favorite.
But you know, the bands that break up, they leave behind great music, and every once in a while they get back together. See?
Yeah, holding out hope.
You never know. We certainly see it happen many a times.
Yeah.
All right. So I didn't ask you, are you going to do Cathedral Live, or what's the other song you're going to do?
Yeah, let's do Cathedral. Should we jump with that?
Yeah, let's play Cathedral. I guess this is a song you wrote about running away from a wedding.
Yeah.
Not your own?
Not my own. No, I haven't been married yet. Like divorce and weddings, they come up a lot in my songs. I think, you know, I haven't got a good track record in the family, so I think it's just whittling its way down into my songwriting, but yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear it. Did you write this by yourself or you co-write it?
Yeah,
myself.
Yeah.
Great. Well, let's hear it. It's Jay Bird and Cathedral live here on Lightning 100.
Awoke all in way, right in the middle of the night. I hoped but knew that I had left you with no reason why. And I know I wasn't kind, and you probably lost your mind, but oh, I couldn't find one reason not to run. From the aisle of the cathedral, baby, I was gonna break your heart. Hidden in the vows of something evil, knew we had to stop before we started to torture each other and wonder why we ever promised until we died. And I swore that I'd never leave you behind, but I've seen the light. Oh, I've seen the light you made. Feel so safe. I recall it like it's yesterday. Range like a thought out maze. I tried but couldn't find a way out. I was screaming out, then you told me that we were bound out. I was screaming out, now all I hear is the sound. I heard it from the aisle of the cathedral. Baby, I was gonna break your heart. Hidden in the vows of something evil, knew we had to stop before we started to torture each other and wonder why we ever promised until we died. And I swore that I'd never leave you behind, but I've seen the light. Oh, I've seen the light. Said I've seen the light.
Lightning 100, Jade Bird, live version of her song Cathedral, which is out now on her debut EP, Something American, on Glassnote Records. She's on the socials at Jade Bird Music. It's jade-bird.com is the website. Besides doing the Bluebird tonight, she's doing New Faces Night out at the Basement, Nashville, underneath Grimey's new and pre-loved music next Tuesday and the following Tuesday. Also, Saturday, August 5th, she is going to be part of Musician's Corner with a great Nashville songwriter on that bill, Matthew Perryman Jones, who I think you'll like him as well.
Definitely.
So, well, Jade, man, that was really great.
And, thank you so much for having me.
Looks like you're going to be spending a lot of time here in Nashville, so I hope you have some fun.
Yeah, man, I'm so looking forward to it. I'm really hyped, really hyped.
All right, great. Well, I definitely want to catch one of your basement shows, and certainly when you do Musician's Corner Saturday, August 5th. And if folks are lucky enough and going to the Bluebird tonight, she will be there with Brent Cobb. All right, can't wait to find out more from you, jadebird.com.